This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. As we have moved into Phase 1 and 2, a number of galleries and arts businesses have started to open their doors again, but gone are all those festive First Fridays with open platters of finger food and endless public pours of $3 chuck. Rest in peace, First Fridays, and welcome First Friday Art Weeks. This is hopefully a more sensible approach to bringing us art lovers downtown in a less people-dense environment where masks and social distancing have become a new and natural norm. Your first sortie to see Eugene Art should be to the New Zone Gallery at 22 West 7th. There's a kaleidoscope of art to be seen there, but don't miss featured artist Joseph Lieberman's show, Dream Escapes. I bring your attention to one bright and colorful mixed-media piece called Harlequin Dreams. A harlequin is in bed, sitting up in front of stained glass windows, speaking earnestly to a gold-haloed holy man. Lieberman says his artistic intent is to create a sense of journey, to take the viewer someplace they may have never been, and yet they recognize. He says he wants that journey to be fascinating, edgy, and mysterious. I think Lieberman's worlds are exactly where my imagination wants to go to renew itself. A second big space in the back of New Zone is the Photo Zone Gallery, especially moving as a wall of images by Eugene's late great photographer C.A. Burns. Haunting gorilla eyes follow you through your visual journey. Burns always said his work was deeply personal. For him, photography was like keeping a visual diary of his life, that all of his photographs are autobiographical. It is a privilege to study this wall of superb photos and enter into the very private yet crystal clear soul of C.A. Burns. Maude Kern's Art Center's doors are also open, so keep that mask on and come on in to see a show called Inspired Instructors. The same show is available online. Find your comfort level and come see art either in person or online. The main thing is to drink your fill of art. This city is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.